It is a great pleasure today to invite Naveen Nav of the Trucking Network onto the Dog on It Trucking podcast. Let me bring Naveen in. Naveen, welcome to the Dog on It Trucking podcast. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you, Chris, for inviting me in your podcast. It's a opportunity. It's my pleasure to be with you here today in your Safety Dog podcast.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, thanks for agreeing to come on. Now, one of the things that we are going to talk about at the end of the show is you have an exciting new thing, and we don't want to give too much of it away, but you do have something exciting to talk about at the end. That'll be our last segment. But in the meantime, before we get to that, tell us about the Trucking Network.
Yes, Chris. Trucking Network is a bilingual publication. We print it every month, distribute on all truck stops, locations where truck drivers go, dealerships, trucking companies, truck stops, repair places where they go for oil change and all that. So along with the Trucking Network magazine, which is bilingual, English and Punjabi, we translate some content in Punjabi. Trucking Network host, till the COVID, host in-person job fair events for trucking industry, where companies, all the big fleets, small fleets, they do participate if they are looking to hire more drivers or owner operators, mechanics, or staff for their office. And Trucking Network do a few more things, which we keep talking about. And but basically, Trucking Network is a national magazine and host trucking hiring events and a truck show in Western Canada every year in the month of June, which we do. But because of COVID, we are kind of like in-person events are on hold for now, and we are waiting for the COVID, the virus to be controlled or the vaccine comes out. And then we don't want to put anyone's life on risk, and it's not a great idea to, you know. Okay. Well,
and even for you, I mean, to attend events today, it is a great risk. I have a 94-year-old that lives with me, and mm-hmm. and you know, it's my father-in-law, and he's got asthma. So okay. if I was to bring home COVID, it yes. would be very eventful. Let me just say that we all have to protect our loved yeah. ones.
Yes, it's not worth the risk, I guess. Like, yes, more years will come. We will still do the events, but this time, I think as much we can keep ourselves safe and stay away from large gatherings and all those things. So I think it's good for everybody.
Yep.
You know, for the humanity. Yes.
Let me ask you a question. How or why did you start the Trucking Network?
Yeah, great question. A long time back. 2012, we started this publication. I used to work with another publication, and I worked for a very short period with them, and I loved the industry. And I always wanted to do something different, which other publications are not doing or my employer was not doing. And I always had an idea, maybe we should connect the trucking companies with drivers on a platform. You know, we should translate. If they're not understanding in English, maybe we should translate in Punjabi. So believe or not, my family is our doctors or engineers. No one is from trucking. But when I joined trucking, everybody was surprised. Even from the industry, a few people asked me, Naveen, you don't seem like from trucking industry. I said, no, but now this is my home. So, yeah, in 2012, we started Trucking Network magazine. We worked on it in Ontario. We started from Ontario. And in 2015, we took it to national. So that was a great venture. I traveled across Canada myself by car, by flights, and built the network. And I realized, like, maybe we should take this publication across Canada. And now you can ask me any truck stop on the corner of the country. Yeah.
And you do a truck show in Calgary as well.
Yes, we do. I found there's no really any truck show in Western Canada. There used to be a couple long time back, but I don't know the reasons why they stopped doing that. But then I realized there is a need to do a truck show every year. But now let's see how the COVID situation turns out and what we can do every year or every other year. Time will tell. But we started, yes, it was a great response in Western Canada as well. And we loved it. I loved Western Canada, especially the Edmonton and Calgary area. I spent lots of time in Winnipeg as well. But I loved Calgary. I loved Calgary. It's beautiful there, great people out there, big community in trucking. You know, yeah, I loved it. Yes.
I was privileged when I was with Old Republic, the insurance company, that for many years, Alberta was part of my territory. So I got to visit Calgary at least four times a year. And my sister lives in Edmonton. It's always been a pleasure to go out there.
Yes.
And I had to, listen to my words carefully, I had to attend an annual Alberta Motor Carrier, what is that, AMTA event in Banff. I had to go. It was such suffering to go to Banff and be in the mountains and everything.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. They are very different culture from here. I realized I spent almost half of my year before the COVID in Calgary, Edmonton area, Banff area. So it's, I never felt like I'm away from home. It was great people there, very caring people. And yes, I found the opportunity. So we started doing the show and we got the great response. We even have few exhibitors from Ontario who came fly there and they participated in our show in the Calgary truck show. Yeah.
That's awesome. So going back to the trucking network, COVID's obviously affected you. How has the trucking network changed a little bit because of COVID?
Yes, we are with the flow and everybody's impacted. So we are. Just the nature of the event has changed from in-person to virtual, right? I think that's the best thing we can do for now. And virtual events has its own importance, I would say, its own value. Everybody is safe. We are not putting anyone's safety on risk. You know, doctors, Ministry of Health is advising to stay away from the large gatherings or public gatherings as much as you can. And virtual events, doing webinars on weekly basis, doing virtual job fairs monthly basis. It's a great, I think it was a great try, and we found a great response from the industry. So even though trucking industry is not very familiar to digital world, but slowly and, you know, precisely they are getting into it. And yes, they are successful, especially the webinars, weekly webinars we do. We invite industry experts from, and everybody is so excited to participate. We always had a great attendance. Even I'm surprised people spare their time and to join us every week, Chris. And that's a big thing, you know. Well,
I was going to say, you know, or for our listeners, I'm blessed to be the moderator of those weekly webinars, for which I thank you very much. Tell me, and frankly, I'm not surprised that people show up to listen to the webinars, because you have arranged some awesome guests in the past. Give me an example of some of your past panelists.
Yeah, we just on August 27th, we did a webinar on risks. Risk, what was the topic? Fleet safety, or risk solutions. something like about
Who were the guests?
Okay, so the panelist was on August 27th. We had John Furkow, and there was Jeff Lehman was the two great panelists there. And of course, Chris Harris, you moderated the panel. And the same, that was the session one. And then we did session two just yesterday on September 3rd. That was again on risk solutions for fleets and working with their insurance providers. John Oldfield and Arush Bal, he's bilingual. So it was great panel. And we also talked on in the month of August. We also did on truckers' mental health.
Yes.
You know, we that was a great panel again. There was Angela, Ellen Voy from Women in Trucking Association, and then we had Norman Weininger. He's from an association, again, from working with the truckers' mental health and their work for their health benefits. So great panel again. I was surprised more than 90 attendees from the industry, they joined us. And it was a great discussion, so I think. Yeah.
And not only 90 people, that's how many joined us live. Excuse me. But these are now recordings, and they can be viewed and listened to through your website, correct?
Yes. So what we do, we post the upcoming webinars, and we post the previous webinars. In the previous webinars under, we put the YouTube link. We upload our videos, we recorded webinars on the YouTube, and the link is connected with those previous webinars placeholders. Yes. Yeah, I think it's a great way to stay connected with the industry and keeping them informed, educated, inviting the industry experts. They can share their knowledge, their expertise. I think it's a great way. It's a great way. Thank you, Chris, for moderating those webinars. Yeah, you're really making a...
it's a privilege, believe me. And I get to meet some awesome people. For instance, I'd never met Norman before. And that was an awesome interview. I'm very much interested, by the way, in truck driver mental health, because... Yeah. It has always been an issue, I think, that trucking has ignored. And then with COVID, the added stresses for both the truck driver and their family. I mean, if I was a long-haul truck driver crossing the border right now, I know my spouse and my kids would be worried about what am I bringing home. And so it's a lot of stress at the moment, and it's something we do need to address. But changing subjects a little bit, when is your next weekly webinar?
Okay, so as discussed previously, September 10 webinar, which was supposed to Angela Splinter from Trucking HR and Craig Fawcett, they're supposed to do on trucking job market. And because now PMTC is doing their conference, virtual conference on the same date, so we decided to, you know, move our webinar to another date. So the following one will be on September the 17th. Ministry of Transportation is joining us. They will discuss on road safety and roadside inspections, how we can avoid the impaired driving. That's their main topic of discussion. And they will also be talking about if somebody is looking to join the forces, how somebody can be eligible to join the MTO forces to become a roadside inspector.
Okay, so just to recap, the September the 10th has been postponed to a later date. Because, and we'll do a short plug here for the Private Motor Truck Council's annual webinar that they've moved to virtual, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes below. But the next Trucking Network webinar is September the 17th, correct?
Yes.
And it's going to be the MTO officer discussing MTO stuff, and I'll be moderating that one as well.
I think that could be a great listen because MTO is for sure going to talk about what they are looking from the fleets or from the drivers or from the safety perspective. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm excited about that one because I want to hear from MTO.
Yes. Yeah, we are always talking about MTO, stop this truck, they did this inspection, but what they are looking for in those inspection, I think so that's the deal. And if we can spare some time to join them, I think that will save you lots of dollars for your fleet and, you know, save you your CBO or like, you know, I think it could be a good webinar. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. Now, switching from webinars, the other thing that has happened that you talked briefly about are your hiring events. And
yes.
Of course, you've said you're not doing your hiring events in person at the moment. So how are you conducting your hiring events?
Yeah, so Chris, we are using a digital platform where companies can upload their resume, their job postings, they can upload their banners. So basically it's same thing like a virtual job fair. You know, everybody has their own platform, their banner, their job posting, their recruiters can be online. They can talk to drivers directly by phone or by video call or via chat. Right. So they can schedule the call with the driver. Same way, drivers can send a message to the recruiters on the day of the event, which is September the 12th this month. And so they can schedule a call. Okay, so-and-so, I'm available this time, and I would like to speak to you. I would like to discuss this job opportunity you have open. So it's a one full day hiring event from 8:30 to 4 p.m. And I think we should not miss it. Even it's a free entry for job seekers. And we are already promoting the job fair. We are reaching out to the drivers through the newsletters, through the social media, through our own contacts, our own channels. And the same way we are reaching out to the fleets, and we would highly request them, encourage them to join us that day. There is a minimum fee for the fleets for sure. Compared to sitting in your own office, you're not traveling, you're not staying in the hotels, you're not leaving your office, you know, you're sitting in your home even, and you can still talk to the so many drivers who participate, and direct you can figure out the same time if it's worth, if this person fits in your criteria or not. And, you know, I think virtual job fairs are more effective, I guess. It's very effective. Yeah.
This episode is coming out on September the 4th is the day it's going to be released. So when is your next virtual job fair?
September the 12th, this month.
September the 12th. Your contact info is going to be in the show notes below. So if a potential employer wishes to get more information, they can reach out to you, by email or by phone? What's the best way?
What is convenient for them, my email is nav@thetruckingnetwork.ca or my direct phone number is 647-818-2121. Anytime, drop me a message or drop me an email. If you'd like to talk to me, please feel free to talk to me and call me. And I would love to help you to walk through the digital platform if you are willing to register. Yeah.
And the truck drivers, of course, we'll put a link in the show notes below where they can go to participate.
Sure. Yeah, otherwise, the truckingnetworkevents.ca, that's a very simple link. Everybody knows the trucking network, events.ca. So that's a very simple, just go on there, click on that. It will take you direct to the link and fill your brief information. But really, it's very brief, and you will be signed up for the job fair. And the good beauty is this platform is great. They get reminders. It's not like they signed up and they forget about it. Like they get a reminder a week before, they get a reminder a day before, they get a reminder the morning of the event, and they get the reminder for 1 hour before the event. So they can't forget.
That's beautiful. Look, last thing I'd like to ask you about. Your new and very exciting announcement, a new venture that you would like to talk about. What is that?
Yes, Chris. I was thinking about this new venture for many years. I always wanted to do it. And that's a weekly radio program.
Weekly radio program.
Yes. It's an actual radio program, not a podcast. And it will be available on 7:70 a.m. So between 11 to 12, 1 hour program. We are starting this with Saturday and Sunday to start with. And once things will get rolling, it will be a 7 days program.
Okay, so you're starting very soon. When's the first radio show coming?
This week. So we are starting from this Saturday, Sunday, actually tomorrow. And that will be the pilot launch, the pilot program. And we will introduce ourselves. We will launch the radio program. And so again, it's a trucking industry radio program for sure. It's a bilingual. And we would love to invite the industry in our program. So we will discuss the same issues we discussed through the webinars. But we realize the Punjabi community truckers, they are not, I saw in the job fairs, they are big time, they are participating, digitals, right? But for the webinar, some reason, maybe we are not able to convey our message to them, or what is the reason, I have no clue. But that's why I decided to let's do a radio program for them. Maybe how then we can, same topics we can discuss on the radio as well.
Well, let me just do a little sound effect. So there, that's the big announcement. I do have other sound effects. I could have used that one, but I think applause was more relevant. So where can we find it? And again, what time does this come on?
Okay, so the information, it's starting this weekend from 7:70 a.m. And that's a channel, it's a radio program, like 680 is the channel. It's the same way 7:70 a.m. is a channel.
Right, okay. So 7:70 on your a.m. dial is where we're gonna be able to tune in. And at what time?
11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So it's a 1 hour program starting at sharp 11 a.m. and will go till 12 p.m. So one hour every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday, the show starts for 1 hour on 7:70 a.m.
And we encourage the industry, please join us so we can take your message, take your safety message, take your, you know, COVID precautions message to the community. So because we all know Indo-Canadian Punjabi truckers are big time in trucking, and we want to reach out to them to make sure they hear our voice, and you know, so we can guide them where they needed it.
Yeah, no, I think that's awesome, Naveen, and congratulations sincerely. I think that's a great step forward.
Thank you.
Last word or last question, anything else that you would like to make known to our watchers and listeners?
I think so. Right now, because of COVID, more precautions we will take. Keep the distance, keep washing your hands, you know, keep your employees, not just their physical health, mental health is also very important, I guess. You know, sometimes people are smiling, but internally they are stressed out because of many reasons, maybe finance, maybe health, maybe the environment. You know, if your employees are happy, you are happy, your business will for sure grow. I think so. Taking care of your employees' health is very important, because we can only grow if we have a good team with us. I want to say thank you to the whole industry. They gave me a space in the industry. I'm like with the trucking from how many years? Even before the launch of the magazine, I was involved in trucking as a dispatcher. I was a small company business owner and all that. I love this industry. It's a great industry, and we need to stay connected. We need to stay together, and we need to support each other, I guess. That's what I believe, and I think we all believe the same way. let's stay safe, let's stay connected, let's stay helping each other, you know. Thank
well
you, Chris.
Said. Thanks so much, Naveen, for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
That was Naveen Nav of the Trucking Network, and that was an awesome interview. I got to thank Naveen so much for taking the time to appear. And don't forget to click like, and if you like this type of interview, please subscribe to the Safety Dog channel. New interview every Friday at 10 a.m. All right, thanks so much, and that's it for this week. The Safety Dog is out. I hope you loved the show as much as I did. Please leave us a like, a thumbs up, a review, a comment, a rating if it is in your heart. Thank you so much. And I do really appreciate your time. And join us again next week for another exciting interview.